Thanks, Todd. Now, do you remember all of that public rage at bailed out banks that gave their employees bonuses?
It isn't right. It just simply isn't right when there is a reward, a spelled out in advance reward for those who will take undue risk. When they fail, they get a bonus. The taxpayer gets the bill.
That was Nancy Pelosi in March of this year. But Swiss bank Credit Suisse has found a very creative solution to the bonus paying problem. Pay part of your employees' bonuses in toxic assets. So toxic assets are all of those bad loans that the banks have made. Jesse Eisinger is a financial writer who has worked at the Wall Street Journal and Portfolio. So Jesse, just imagine that I work for Credit Suisse for a moment and I'm getting paid toxic assets as my bonus. What do I actually get?
What you get is an interest in complex security, all these securities that we've heard about. And really what you're doing is just getting income stream from a bunch of loans that Credit Suisse has made. And in fact, you have helped make those loans. And so you're eating what you cooked, or as I like to say, you're eating your own garbage.
Right. Okay. So does that mean that I actually have to pay out any money because I have toxic assets? Do I lose money?
No. What happens is you get an interest in a security. So you've gotten a bonus, and you've gotten a bonus half in cash, as you normally did. And instead of stock, this time you got an interest in a loan, in a fixed income security, and you get an interest payment. And then if the value goes up, you get part of that as well.
I get it. Okay. Light bulb moment.
And so what's in it for Credit Suisse? Do they get to unload these toxic assets off their books that they're giving to employees?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they get two benefits from this. They get a little nice publicity from financial writers like me who praise them. And then they also got to move the toxic assets off the books. And the central problem with the banking system globally, as we know, is that the banks made collectively way too many bad loans to commercial real estate, to residential real estate, to companies that can't afford to pay them back, and they're having to take write-downs. So Credit Suisse took a write-down on this collection of loans and gave portions to the employees.
Okay, so the other thing we know about this global crisis, though, is that nobody knows what toxic assets are worth and what the market wants to pay for them, the banks won't accept. So if you're an employee who just got a bonus in toxic assets, do you have any clue what it's worth, if anything?
That's exactly the crux of the whole issue. And this transaction lends a lot of insight into that, because what happened is they priced these at 65 cents on the dollar. And essentially, they said all these bundles of loans and we've taken from all over the world, and we've taken commercial real estate, and we've taken loans to companies, we're going to price them at 65 cents on the dollar. And that sheds a lot of light on what they may be worth, what the banks really think that they're worth when they're trying to sell them in the Geithner plan that we've heard so much about. Maybe they're worth 65 cents on the dollar. We don't really know, but at least the banks think that Credit Suisse thinks that this kind of loan is worth this to the employees. Now, residential real estate securities are going for much less now, sometimes 20 or 30 cents on the dollar. So this is a lot higher than those really toxic assets. There are there are degrees of toxic assets.
Do you think they were exaggerating how much they're worth just to make their employees feel a little better, perhaps?
Well, it presented this interesting negotiation, because the employees now are pitted against the employer. The employees want them to be marked down as low as possible so that they're paying essentially the lowest price, and then they get the appreciation. The employer has the interest of paying them in a higher price. So if they got them for 25 cents on the dollar, they'd obviously have more upside than if they got them at 90 cents on the dollar. And they ended up with this compromise, and they tried to be disinterested about how they arrived at it. We'll see if it's too optimistic or not. It'll take about 5 years to play out.
Has this ever been done before, Jesse?
No, the banks haven't really faced this problem in this kind of scale before. So they don't have this kind of toxic – they haven't had this toxic asset problem before. And Credit Suisse is the first to do this. And to my knowledge, they're the only ones to do this. The problem with pay, as Nancy Pelosi pointed out, is that all the bankers were – incentivized to solely perform on a short-term basis. They had extraordinary myopia. They only were paid on the basis of producing loans rather than how the loans performed. This goes to the heart of solving that problem, but it won't really solve it because no bank has any interest in acting unilaterally. And, you know, Credit Suisse, they did this. This is a one-time deal. It's very good that they've done this. But no bank is going to really sort of jump into this and give their employees less money or money in difficult-to-price assets again. And that's why I think that pay should really be regulated.
Jesse Eisinger, he's a financial writer who's worked at the Wall Street Journal and Portfolio. Jesse, I understood you for 5 complete minutes. Congratulations. Thank you so much. And now we head over to Richard Hake. He has the latest from Mexico and your news headlines too.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.